Okay, good evening, everybody. So we are at the tail end of Shabbos Malchus. Really, as I mentioned, that we're going to do the 13 principles of faith, Ikarim, based on this Sefer. And then it's going to be the theme of the Sefer itself. So this is, we're really probably 3 to 4 weeks. And we can have a virtual Siyum, so to speak. So, and more importantly, a huge accomplishment of going through all this amazing material on Shabbos, Inyanim Shabbos ideas. Kasev Rabbeinu HaChafetz Chaim, our teacher, the Chafetz Chaim, Sukhos Yon Aleinu, writes in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Hakdamah, in his Hakdamah, actually I have a whole shir on this, on his introduction to the Halacha Shabbos, which is Chelik Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah, Bezal Shana, Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Zachor es Yoyim HaShabbos Lekadsho, Sheish HaSavim Tovet. You should know to the Shabbos to sanctify it, and you should worship, and you should work 6 days a week. Ki Sheish HaSavim Asa HaShem Es HaShemayim Es HaArts, for Hashem made the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Huralano Hakashtav Bazet, the Torah is telling us, says the Chavetz Chaim, She'inyan Shabbos, Hu Sheirish Ha'amuna, Leida Sha'ilam Hu Mechudesh, that it comes out, it's the source of Amuna faith, the world was created and new, and that wasn't always there. Ve'chevet Shebara Hakol, and since Hashem made everything, from the DNA chromosomes to the galaxies, he created everything. Hu Adon HaLakol, he's the master of it all. Va'anachnu, and we are avodav, his servants. U'muchuyovim la'aseis ritzoino, we're obligated to do Hashem's will. U'la'avdo, and to serve him. B'chol gufeinu v'nishmaseinu u'minyano k'kol shelo. We're obligated to serve Hashem with all of our bodies and souls and our money, k'kol shelo. Everything, the whole world belongs to Hashem. Since Hashem created the entire universe, including you and I, everything was from Hashem. His hero ha'teira, it says the Chafetz, writes the Chafetz Chaim, Torah exhorts us, warns us 12 times. The Amru Chazal, our sages tell us, it warns us to keep Shabbos, to be careful about it. It says, Kal v'shamer es ha-Shabbos, Kilu mekayim es kol Torah, a person keeps the Shabbos, it's as if you keep the whole Torah. V'chol machal es ha-Shabbos, and at some level, a person who desecrates the Shabbos, you really, it's a rejection of Torah, it's a rejection as a creator of the world. And therefore, all of this is because Shabbos is the source of emunah, of faith, in Hashem. Here, Rambam, Maimonides, of course, was Chiber, wrote 13 Ikarim, 13 principles of the faith. So, Pirush HaMishnah, his explanation on the Mishnah Chelek, which talks about the 13 instances of faith, 13 principles of faith. Pasuk, She'ilu Elohim Yisoidus HaEmunah. These are the foundations of faith. For Yiddishkeit, Judaism has very few dogma. We have lots of mitzvahs and ways to connect Hashem, obligations perhaps, but dogma, we're not heavy in dogma. But these 13 principles in faith, Shvishinu Ma'amin Bahem, Nidol Ma'amisol. That if a Jew, and we're not talking about a Jew who knows nothing and never had the opportunity, but if a Jew knows something, they must know these 13 principles of faith. That is the essence of a Yid. If a person messes up in other areas, they can do tshuva, they could. But this is cardinal principles. These are fundamentals of faith. V'lo alav nemar kol marachas hachayam shechem la'echam Yisrael. V'ein l'chayich l'abav. If a Jew does not believe in these 13 principles of faith, they lose their own portion. They will still have a spark in their eternal world, but they will not have their own portion in their own eternal world, which they're not going to deal with right now. Hainu she'er ikaram shel ha'teira. These are the fundamentals of the Torah. And the Amunah Yisrael. I've actually taught these 13 principles of faith many times. I'm teaching it to somebody right now who is this gentleman. Somebody set him up with me. very far from Judaism in many ways, but very inquisitive, and wants to learn Judaism. So I've started with him. Our starting point's taken us, we've been learning for some time, many months already. Now, it's actually a couple, almost 2 years, and we're learning once a month, so it's not that many times, but maybe 20, 30 times we've been doing the 13 principles of faith, and I think we're about 9 in. But we've been using it as a stepping board for other things. But I started with that. I mean, that's the basics. A person needs to know that. For those, you know, I've mentioned, Arya Kaplan has a work on the 13 principles of faith, which are good. But we're going to learn it, as he says right now, in connection to Shabbos. V'im Shabbos Kodesh Yimar Shalchil Sha'olam, and we just quoted the Chafetz Chaim previously, the Shabbos Kodesh shows the idea of Chil Sha'olam to create the world, the Shevish Emuna, and it's the root of all faith in Hashem. Hare Mistaber, therefore, if it's the root, if it's the Shevish, if it's the source, the wellspring of all Emuna, of faith in God, that means all of the branches that come from this tree, that come from these roots of the tree, is all connected to the principles of faith. Because these 13, you say this, these 13 principles of faith, which we'll do momentarily, we'll start tonight at least, come from the roots of faith, and that is Shabbos itself. V'nivayat, and therefore, he says, we're going to elucidate these 13 principles of faith, one after one, v'eichem yoitzim, and how, in particular, they come from the Chiddush, the Amunas HaChiddush, the idea that Hashem created the world from scratch, and Hashem, it's Hashem's world. We're in Hashem's world. And the idea of Shabbos itself. V'advarim, and he just points out, his focus right now is to base it off what we learned in a few months ago, the past few months really, the second part of this work, of this contras, this work. So let's start. Number one, as Rambam writes, again, the Rambam brings, he's doing the shorthand version, which is in the Siddur, at the end of every chakras, at the end of every morning service, the other 13, you say it's the 13 principles of faith. But the Rambam himself, when he codifies these 13 principles of faith, he brings all forms of psukim and the Pirushim Mishnayis. So he's not bringing the biblical proofs, the proofs from the Torah, or Eyes from the Torah, but we're doing the shorthand version, which is found on the chakras and in the morning services. Ani Mamin, first principle of faith. Ani Mamin ba'amina shleima, with complete faith. Sh'abari sparach shemo, that Hashem created the world. Hu bayre, he created. Umanik l'cho abruyim, and leads all of the world, creation, us. Vulavado, and only Hashem, Asa made the world. V'oise, continues the world. V'yase, and the future will do it. It's only Hashem gives us all this world, life and sustenance, and runs it. Kfar Kava, now that's the principle. Says Rav Pinkus, Kfar Kava Haramban, Nachmanides, Sheshem Shem Baruch Hu Al Yesh Me'ayin. We say Hashem is a creator. It's not just merely a creator, right? Today, a person, you say he's a creator. What does he do? He takes some materials and he makes something out of it. They create a chip. They innovate a chip. You heard that, Yitzchak? Yeah, you evolve in creating a chip. You create a piece of art. But you're taking things that exist already and making them look very nice, right? Here, says the Ramban, we see that Hashem is Shehabayre Yisparach Shah. Hashem is the blessed creator of this world. He means he created everything. Everything in this world. And everything from scratch. There's nothing pre-existing. V'nimsa Shah Shabbos. Therefore, we're taught Shabbos. Hamari Al Chiddush, which talks about the Chiddush of the world. Yisoy le'ikar Shem Yisparach Hu Bari Olam, which is the Bari who created everything in the world. V'ayoyis, and because Shemuchach Shemechach Davar Yeshma, Hashem created everything from nothing, the world was nothingness. Yimse es Mitzius HaDavar And therefore, he gives it, and we've discussed this at length, so we're not going to go back, but he gives the world every moment again that form of creation. Because if everything came from nothing, that means that this table and everything else comes from nothing. There's nothing intrinsic that has to be here. It means that it's only here because Hashem wants it here. There's nothing intrinsic about the protons, the neutrons, the table, the nothing in physics, nothing in chemistry. It's only Hashem's creation, and therefore Hashem brings into the world a concept. Now Hashem created a world of nature where there's a concept of physics and chemistry and biology and physiology, how our body works and operates, and you know. But at the end of the day, it's constantly created because there's nothing that has to be here. It was created by Hashem. It's all the ratzon of Hashem. It's the desire of Hashem. She had koyach v'diburis kachal of nimsabo shabar shemo, who runs the world. How koyach, everything it's his. It's his total. He totally bringing every second of the world into creation. She b'chol matzav v'matzav v'chol tnuva v'tnuva v'chol shino v'shimo. Everything is only because Hashem keeps it and builds it in this world. V'miaser, if Hashem would take away his providence, divine providence, for one second, it doesn't exist. It's only here for every second Hashem exists. If you remember correctly, a few years ago, when we first started learning, we learned Torah Devara. When we first started learning this format, we learned Torah Devara. And one of the things I pointed out, based on the Sefer, is that Hashem's mercy is that he creates, as a person eats a cheeseburger, or has an illicit relationship, Hashem is giving that person life. That's Hashem's chesed. And every person who's here, Hashem is giving them life at that moment. And they can be doing the most egregious sin. They can be murdering somebody, and Hashem is giving them life at that moment. And then we discuss what the significance of that. Nimsashim hu chai, it means if a person or anything has life, zerak, that's only Hashem wants them in this world. Just I think today, yesterday I told somebody, and I've had this conversation with many, many dozens of times, hundreds, that if you're here, you have a purpose. Hashem wants you in the world. Hey, you're here for a reason. You had this time for a reason. There's no mistake. You have a yield, a purpose, a goal in this world. And haraya, Hashem put you in this world. Like Hashem's keeping you in this world. Hashem made, continues to make, and will make everything in Israel. So the first thing is only Hashem. Hashem created the world, the entire world, from scratch. And Hashem runs the entire world. And only Hashem, because it's Hashem's world. Principle faith number two. Ani Mamad Murishlam, again, I just told you, I spent many months, many dozens of, we're doing his connection to ideas of Shabbos, but these principles obviously can spend many lectures on, many shirim on. Principle number two is animam b'emuna shleimah shabara b'sprei shmo, believe with complete faith that Hashem is yachid, is one. There is nothing like Hashem, the uniqueness of Hashem. Hu levad, only Hashem, is Elokeinu, hayaho v'via. Not like Greek mythology with Zeus and Saturn and Poseidon and Mars, or Apollo, depending on the Roman version, the Greek version. Not like some religions have a trinity, or good faith fighting against evil. There's forces of good and evil in the world, and so to speak, God. Or there's independent powers, albeit God's the most powerful. Nothing of that God, for all those are heretical as far as Judaism. There is only one God in the world. There's nothing that has any other power in this world. God runs the world completely. Now, just based on the principle we discussed, that since the idea that Hashem created the world, the entire world, shows that Hashem is omnipotent and all powerful, as we elucidated in Chelek Beis, Al Kein Sheyisbarach Einu Mugbol. That means Hashem has no boundaries. B'shum Hagbala Hagdara, in any form or fashion, im ken Al Korachach Shuyachet. There's nothing, it has to be that he's one. She'im hayu shnayim, if God would be two or three, so the other power in the world, so to speak, would quantify and block and limit Hashem, God forbid. Therefore, Hashem, which created everything, which is all from Hashem, there is no other. Okay, and this idea of Hashem's one, so there's no comparison really to that. It's not just, you know, you count one, there's only one, as opposed to two. When we say that God is one, it means to emphasize there is nothing, there is no power. You know, when a person reads the newspaper, which could be a dangerous proposition, you can get a lot of fake news, mostly fake news. Today especially, I mean, I have a lot to say on the fake news out there. Not just about Israel, which is like shaka v'chazav, it's blood libels very often, like real blood libels. Today, I'm saying in general, the news is tainted with ideas and politics and all kinds of agendas. Terrible, you know, you have to like sift and then sift again to get any form of news. But you also get a hearty sense of kfiro, heresy. Like, do you think Trump decides what's going on? Do you think that Khomeini, the boogeyman of Khomeini, right? He's going to decide that the future of the Jewish people. Or the Hamas leader of the week. It don't last too long these days, Baruch Hashem. Hey, do you think they're deciding? Do you think Netanyahu? I've met Bibi Netanyahu, I've mentioned that a couple of times. He's a great leader in many ways, and has things he can improve on. Do you think Bibi Netanyahu, he's going to be the decider of Klal Yisrael? No, it's all Hashem. There is nothing about Hashem. Now, of course, we deal in a world, but ultimately we realize with our davening and everything, the deck of cards is from Hashem. Tomorrow, everything could change. A person could die, the president could die, the prime minister, the whatever. Right? Tomorrow, everything can change in 1 second. It's all Hashem. Right? And there's nothing that exists beyond Hashem. But just someone sent me today, what did I say? Oh, they sent me something which I watched, actually listened to as I was doing work for a few minutes. It was somewhat interesting about some like couple, a very interesting story. They were both divorced and they from very different, both religious, different, very different backgrounds. And they were talking about the trauma of divorce and the amazing how it shuts up. They were very lovey-dovey. Very cute, lovey-dovey. A little bit too much for me. Too much on to share for the world. You'd be lovey-dovey to yourself. But they were, okay. We're typical divorce things. But in the process, they both said something very true. Like, they, when they were divorced for a period of time and they didn't see any hope, they always knew Hashem shares a deck of cards. And the minute things could change. And that's what happened. Right? A person's not stuck. And that's the essence of the Jewish people. Because we know there's only Hashem. There's nothing that exists, so our current reality can change. The essence of a yid, the reason we have hope, tikva, mikvah, right? Mikvah comes from the word mikvah, as we built, right? Kivoy, is because we know that reality. There's nothing but Hashem. Shema's kol metzias, back to my point, when you read a newspaper, you think that Trump is the God of the world, or Netanyahu is the God of Israel, or Khomeini is the terrorist, or Macron thinks he has some power, or whatever these people, what a bum. Right? You know, at the end of the day, Hashem runs the world. It's Hashem's world. Again, we deal in the practical. Don't get me wrong, we're not fatalists over here. But with in our prayers, in the way we live, it's Hashem's world. Hashem's world. Shema's kol metzias hurakas kashan etzeinu v'diboras kach, whatever Hashem will want. If we bring a virus, we could bring killers in this world. Hashem. Or Hamas, or Hezbollah, whatever it is. But if we do tshuva, Hamas disappears, Hezbollah disappears, and Hitler could even disappear. Right? We do tshuva, which is like Purim. Right? We have a genocide, do tshuva. We need Mordechai. We need leaders. We need people to wake up. That's for sure. If we don't, we get a marble, a flood. But the flood also is all Hashem. The leaders are all Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem, the Einod, and nothing else. And again, it's all coming from this idea that everything in the world is from Hashem. The whole world is created from Hashem, which is what we discussed. That's what Shabbos teaches us. It's another fundamental in this idea of the oneness of God, which is brought down in early sources. Being Metzias Atzmo, it's Baruch Kaviyachal, should call Metzias Zulaso, who Metzias Merkavas are called Pan Meshlein Merkavas. When you leave God in the world of creation, everything, there's no pure one. Everything has, there's an add-on to everything. Of all, who is Baruch? Metzias Pashet, there is only one Hashem, doesn't have identities, doesn't have different, is with low Merkavah, and there's nothing that's added to there. This is a word, this is a language of the Rambam. My man is in Yisoyi Torah, the fundamentals of Torah, which is the opening part of his magnum opus in the Mishnah Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir amito v'yodea oso kemo shehi. V'eino yodea b'dea shu chutz imenu kemo she'anu yodin. Hashem, to everything Hashem is intrinsic. Our knowledge is looking at the world extrinsically. Like we don't understand anything intrinsically. We look at the world and we have understandings. Shein anu v'datenu echad. And we and even our das are not one. We're not of a habari spark, but the asa v'chad, everything about Hashem on every angle is one. Shemel v'chai v'cham v'odeh v'deh achut simenu. Right? It's not like Hashem is looking at the world from the outside like we do. We're observing, we're learning. I mentioned before, we study science, whether it's physics or chemistry or biology. We learn things in this world. We observe in the world. But we're not. Hashem is one with everything. Hashem knows everything for that reason. Does it in Koch Bepel Amro Vlobes Shamo? Well, we can't understand how my thought right now as I'm saying that Hashem knew before and understands it, and who every one of us in this who's alive tonight, and who's not, and who'll hear it tomorrow or whenever, every shear you hear. Every person you meet, every experience you have in this world comes from Hashem, right? It all comes from Hashem. And that it all can happen simultaneously. There was 8 billion people, 7 billion, whatever people in the world. And again, the focus, again, I'm not going to get into this, and divine providence in the Jewish people, that's Hashgacha Pratis, that's Hashgacha Kolos. But we can't even begin to understand that. We can't even begin how keeping billions of people's thoughts and the Yitzharas and prophecy, it just nothing in our existence can even begin to understand this. But every blood vessel going through us, so to speak, it's all from Hashem. That's a reality of being omnipotent and all powerful, the total creator, as we mentioned in the beginning. Kumoshikasav Harambam, as Mamani says, Shim Hayachaim Vyodea Videa Chutzimeno Shum Shemalos Harbahayu Vachai Vdeato. Then it was extrinsic, that means there's other gods. Everything's intrinsic by God. Va Haya Aide Ko Helik Mukbol Matsias Atsushayachaim in Hadea Vadeanim Khan. Komatsias Habanuim is called Dara, so I borrowed Machash Inimukal. But Hashem made everything, Hashem controls everything, and there's nothing extrinsic to God. V'chol zeh yaitz v'nisoyed ha'chadosh. Again, all of this is a corollary. It comes from the concept of chiddush, that the whole world is created from scratch and run by Hashem. Kivan sheyesh b'yis v'ach koch ha'chadosh, einu mugbal, and Hashem, therefore, there's no boundaries, there's no limitations. We all live in a world of limitations. We all have many limitations. What we can hear, what we can see, what we can do, how much sleep we know, what we can accomplish, what we can understand. And, you know, going through other people's brains or billions of people's brains or cells going through the world every second, God's omnipotent. And therefore, if I tell you that God can see every blood cell of every person, blood cell, how many trillions of blood cells do we have, right, whatever number is billions, it doesn't make a difference. God has no limit. And therefore, every little prick that you get is min hashamayim. There's no boundaries by God. He's all powerful. Therefore, God is one. There is nothing extrinsic to God, and only God is one. There is nothing else that has that complete oneness in this world. That's number two. The third principle, the third yisod of faith, which connects to our work, and again, it's going to, we're going to actually have a little bit of a build-up. I'm not sure if we'll get tonight, but the third principle of faith is Ani Mami, I believe the complete faith, but it's Shmo, Eino Guf, God is not physical. There's no corporality. It's not corporal whatsoever. There's no hearing. There's no emotions by God. There's no physicality by God. Again, we've discussed in different shirim that there's, we talk about God, Hashem, sometimes anthropomorphically, like the guy got angry at the finger of God, how that appears to us. But God has nothing material or physical about him. That's actually a heretical thought. There's nothing like that. There's nothing you can compare it to. And therefore, any mention, or whether it's in literature or in the Torah, about Hashem is only anthropomorphic. Very often religious Christians or ignorant Jews will ask me about certain verses, psukim in the Torah, that seem to say some level, and I will always point out, if you believe that, you don't have no concept of what Hashem is. You just have a God being all one, by nature, physicality limits God. Right? The God is no God of physicality. Besides, that's a heretical thought. But the person has no concept of what Hashem is. They get their concepts from like Babylonian pagan gods or more modern day Christianity thoughts and stuff like that. But having figurines in the churches and yashkas and all, you name it. So there's no idea or concept of physicality. The whole essence of a physical body is by nature limitations and boundaries. Whether it's you have eyes and ears, you can only see so far, hear so well, or a higher form of physicality. No matter what it is, the essence of the body is it quantifies it, it establishes. Is some form of inner reality. V'chomasekli, in the essence of the body, is in limit. It limits, right? Just like a vessel, a jug, as big as your jug is, that's how much liquid you can have. But it's a limit. You can get a 16-ounce jug, a 32-ounce jug, a big jug. Put your big gulp in there, right? 64 ounces, right? Whatever it is, but still by nature it quantifies. The English, but Hashem has nothing, no qualifications. The English shouldn't even call it. And look at this, we can't even compare or think in any terms. Why? Because anything you and I can think about, we can dream about, we can envision, means there's a limitation. We somehow limited it. And Hashem is all powerful and all omnipotent. And that's why there's nothing you can quantify when you're talking about the creator of the world. Number three, I think we're going to do two more. They're short. Ani mamim b'emunah shleima, I believe with complete faith. Sha'aboy yisbarach shemo. That Hashem is first and last. Hashem is there before anything, and he's there at the end. Of course, that comes from koyach chiddush. Again, everything comes from Hashem. Kim and shekol davar mechudush rimenu yisbarach, because everything comes from Hashem. Nimsof, and of course Hashem comes first. He's the creator of it all. And the same thing is Achron. Shekol Metzias Nimsis Mukoycho Yisbarach. Everything comes from Hashem. V'imkein Memele Shim Hu Lo Ye Ela Lo Hu Lo Ye Hare Yasek Nahamsi Oso Ve Ein Hanu Betu. And if Hashem did not keep it, it would immediately disappear. Avakasher Heim Lo Yuv Metzias Yisharak Hu Yachad. Again, just to reiterate, only Hashem is the one. V'miyaladashu eno matzoi, ein shu matzius Yachal HaMatzah. So Kenim Sa'al Krenish and Shum Achad Achad. There's nothing but it comes after Hashem. Hashem is what keeps everything in this world. So Hashem has to be last. In other words, if we're only alive but Hashem, so Hashem is always the last. We're alive because every second He's keeping us here. So intrinsically, Hashem is forever, but just to say He's first and last. But there's another important point to bring out here on this concept, this principle. V'yish kan oid nekuda amuka. It's deep and chashev and important. Shemikoyach hachidosh, when we talk about the koyach hachidosh, yoytze gam kan yisoid hagadol, shehu yisparach, kadmon, Hashem is, kadmon is the first, and there's no beginning. You know, we can't understand these things. We live in a world of physicality and quantifications and limitations. So we can't, what does that mean? How do I understand God's before the entire world? We there's nothing we can understand. There's no, that we always have beginnings. Even the Torah in the beginning, Bereishis, that's for creation of this world. God has no beginning. And we can't begin to understand that, but we have to know that fact. The only thing which is intrinsic, which is not created, is God Himself. So, because if God was, so to speak, created, you know, we can't understand it because everything in the world is something which is Nivra, which is created. Im ken hu lo hu el ratzon machadish. That means God itself would be created, and that intrinsically is against the concept of Hashem. So it has to be Hashem is one, and He is pre everything. And again, us trying to understand that is impossible because we live in a world where everything is created. What we're supposed to take out of that is not only the perfection of Hashem, but that Hashem created everything. Hashem is before everything. How we can understand it, we can't fully understand it. There's no way, we have to know it's the truth of it, but there's no way our head can wrap it, because not in the human experience. And in fact, it's, if I tell you about 200-volt, you know, plug, you know, I think you can put your plug in, socket, this is a billion volts, and we just, it's too much for our head to grapple, because it's not in our experience, nothing we can possibly understand, but we have to know the truth of the fact. Vim tamid hu alkein shumukh kametzias. So Hashem is even before the beginning of time, even before everything, and nothing creates Him. Hashem is here. Shkol nimsa mikra al kenish shuzman shabala klamatsiyas deim the lokim heichem ba. So that means time is created. It means God creates the time. Mucha klamatsiyas tamid haimikor hachachem v'etzu tamid yeh Hashem is here forever from the beginning to the end, rishon to achron. Shetamid haya, Hashem was always here. There was never a moment. Not only did He create the world, that no one creates Hashem. Hashem is eternal and forever. Again, that the truth of the statement, the veracity of the statement is 100%. Don't overthink it, because we can't. I once heard Akiva Tatz say that if you have a camera, you can take a picture forward, right? But you can't take a picture backwards. That's a normal camera, because it's not made to do that. And so you can try that, but it won't work. So our head can't grapple with the infinite, because it doesn't. We're a camera facing forwards. We have a in the beginning, precious in the beginning. So our reality is everything has a create. Everything is created. Understanding it's before creation. That's there. It's not something we can possibly understand, but we know the truth of it. Ani mamim u'na shlima shabar tzvok shemo levado. No, I actually want to just bring one important point. If you understand Hashem and God and you know, whether it's through Sinai or through the Torah or through Jewish history or through whatever it is, or for the veracity of looking at a world of creation, you understand. These essays were given over at Sinai. It's once you believe in God and actually know God. That's the Rambam who writes that himself. So the principles you understand in our finite world, these are the things you need to know. So number five is, and we'll hold that for tonight's short. Once we're talking about all this, Hashem is only the source of prayer. Hulavado, Roy Lisbal, the Ain Roy Lisbal Zulus, and there's no one else who you are actually praying. Certainly not to humans, not to angels, not to other powers of the world, only to Shem Kevish, Kol Malach, Kol Koycho, any star, any constellation, any angel. Is mitzius, so its essence is only that Hashem creates it. Is erech yesh lo yisra malach ha-reis lecha parasa. Reform tzarechu es baro la'atzimot z'korega. An angel also is created every second, right? The constellations, the mazalos, which is a deep concept, but it's also created every second. So mashal, l'mishu v'shutak sh'ena yach l'hazes ever, v'chaver meiz yado oral k'tzarech. Now, a person is paralyzed and they can't move their arm or leg. Somebody, a therapist, has to move their arm or leg, Nebuch. And now, somebody wants to get something for this person. Right? Please do something for me. A person says, can you do a physical labor for me? He can't do anything to this person, this paraplegic person. All he can move is when his friend moves him. Since the malachim, the angels, are so paraplegic, it's like God, how God wants you to live, and the biggest rabbis are the same way, right? And certainly a burial ground of somewhere. Now, there is a concept to go to a kever, to a tzaddik, to daven, because it's a holy place for the daven to Hashem. There is a concept to go to a big rabbi. The rabbi should daven to God, to Hashem, for you. Now the rabbi can't give you the blessing. Hashem gives the blessing. The rabbi asks, tzaddik asks for a bracha for you. And there is even, it's a matter of debate, there is a certain liturgy that we say where we ask the angel, but those specific ones is that we ask them to ask God. It's like literally built in. And even those are very controversial. You know, the Chaim Volozhin, for example, even in Shalom Aleichem, didn't say Baruchuni L'Shalom, because he didn't like that he said to the Malachim, bless me. Others say it's not a problem, they bring all kinds of rationales, but we don't, the point he's making is that our prayers are focused on Hashem. Hashem is the one who creates everything. Hashem is the one who controls the world and can change the tune. And as I mentioned, we don't need to worry about anything but Hashem. And therefore, while we need an army, and we need intelligence, and we need a Mossad, and we need politics, and we need good relationships, the most important thing is Hashem. If you imagine that Israel forgets about Hashem, and thinks that the IDF, and the Mossad, and President Trump can save them, that's a terrible mistake. That's a fatal error. That's actually what the Navim and the prophets railed about in the time of the first space invasion when you get destroyed. Don't put your faith in man or your actions. You put your faith in Hashem. You daven to Hashem. May we pray to Hashem. Again, we are obligated in the world Hashem created to have the due diligence we need. But the ultimate Yeshua, whether it's in finances, whether it's finding your spouse, raising your children, your health, your security, the future of the Jewish people, is based on a relationship with Hashem, who, by the way, very often gives us challenges that we should turn to Hashem. The culture can look like Hashem. So certainly shouldn't pray to angels or go to cemeteries or big rabbis and pray to them. You could. There are certainly a very strong place. I myself have done by, you know, Meirod and Kevin Rachel. It's a really holy place. Brought down the Grod, it's from the holiest, it's not the holiest place to pray, but that's because it's a holy place. It's a place of Kedusha. We still pray to Hashem. And if you go to Rabbi Feinstein's kever, right next to him, the Belzer Rebbe's kever, you're praying to Hashem. And if you go to a big rabbi or a tzaddik, you're asking them to pray for you to Hashem. But the prayer, the source of all prayers to Hashem. The kosher, right? Otherwise, you're just everything else is just that paraplegic of Hashem moving them around. The kosher and the kol maaseim nisukulam beemes pekar meis. Everything ultimately is up to Hashem. For who is baruch haneshama kol Hashem is the source of all life, the creator of the world, and creator means from everything, from now, past, present, future. Yesh levakish mamakor yavish. Do you want to ask from the body, which is being moved around, you want to ask of Hashem, right? All of these asides, all these principles of faith. Again, this is shorthand version, and it connected specifically ideas we've learned over Shabbos. But they're all to remind us ultimately, which is Shabbos itself. Hashem is the source of everything, right? And when we keep Shabbos by side, when we keep Shabbos, it's a 26-hour reminder that our lives, the world, all is Hashem's. That's the essence of Shabbos. And these five of the first 13 principles are specifics of that root. The ultimate root is one Hashem, whose world it is, who is a source of prayer, source of blessing, and the source of our lives. Okay, we will hold here.